Okay, so Jill Underwood, our movie critic, has gone on to the Today Show, and so we've been kind of looking at different people, and then we kind of forgot about it. But and then Rich met Don and John, who are screenwriters that work at Raytheon, and they had a pretty good personality. They reviewed Domino for us.
Yeah, it was cute.
Did that open already?
I think it comes out this week.
Yeah, it opens today. I was supposed to go see it. They had the thing yesterday, and I couldn't go.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My God.
I have to tell you that I love Don's laugh. I had so many people come up to me and tell me that
Movie
Girl has a cute laugh.
They're
good. That's so weird. I loved her laugh, too.
I really like them, and they're going to talk about a movie that I've been kind of wanting to see. I think you've already saw it, that waiting movie about wait staff.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And I think that there might be some good show fodder in between there.
Who are these people that you guys talk to about our show all the time? Because like Rich came in and go, man, people are talking to me about this. And you're like, people are talking about the movie. No one ever talks to me about anything.
Here's the thing. When I walk into a building, I usually don't have sunglasses with the lens popped out of it. So
one time.
And I don't have my and I don't have my head straight down. I engage in conversation. Yeah.
So I frighten small children.
Whatever.
Maybe I don't shower every day.
You're so bad.
All right.
You have that perceived confrontation
need a quote
thing.
At the beginning and the end, you weirdo. You have to quote everywhere.
Excuse me for using quotes, Carrie.
I don't know. You're so weird. You're always funny on Friday.
All right. So, Don, and maybe that's the only day I should come in. Don and John, welcome to the program. What are you guys going to review for us today?
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Carrie, wow. You really saw Waiting?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Seriously, listen to me. Every single time Ison picks a movie, god-awful. It's always horrible.
Oh, it's not good?
I was just like...
Wow, let's wait till we get to the official review there.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Don't steal our thunder.
All right. Go ahead, take it. Show's yours, kids.
Oh, just to clarify, too, Raytheon, that was Monday. Now we're pretty much turning tricks for food. One of
fired.
Us is starving, so.
Why'd you get fired?
No, but, you know, we could back off announcing that so much.
Man. I did not know, but that makes total sense. Hey, listen, any top secret missiles you would announce that are coming out?
We don't know anything.
We know nothing.
Believe me. We can neither confirm nor deny.
It's like all the names of these movies are code names for missiles they're working on. Elizabethtown is ready to launch, sir.
It's kind of funny. I mean, we were trying to keep it quiet, but tell our friends, and this morning I have a big sign on my computer that says, make sure you listen to KRQ at 7:30 to hear their movie review.
Good, yeah. Email blast.
Yeah.
It's getting
out of hand.
Well, we're sorry about that. We'll never talk about where you go. All right, so let's talk movies. What's open?
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about, we did go see Waiting, that Carrie alluded to, and I got to give you guys just a little bit of background here. Now, Don thinks I'm an idiot, and that's because I am, but I keep this list of dudes that I'm going to party with when we finally get to Hollywood.
Ooh, good.
And on that list is this guy, Ryan Reynolds. Do you guys know Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay, two guys, a girl in a pizza place, Van Wilder guy, looks like a party animal.
Yep, Amityville.
That's the guy I'm going to hang with, right?
He's also the new Amityville that came out. He's also engaged to Alanis Morissette.
That's right. Yeah.
That's
all,
a good
all
list.
Good things.
That's
all
a good list.
Like, yeah.
Seems like the guy you want to be with. So,
do you have Jeremy Piven on your list?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Jeremy Piven.
I think he'd be cool.
I got a couple of guys.
Don't you think Bobby Brown? Just because you know
the
show.
No, Bobby Brown.
Because
Whitney comes around, I'll kill myself. There's no way. Bobby Brown's
Kate Moss?
Not on my list.
I'm going to party with Kate Moss.
She's
got that Colombian Jackwater.
I got that James Spader dude just because he's a freak.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you choose the edge.
Yeah.
You got to hang with him.
Yeah. Philosophically.
Philosophically. Exactly.
And Teller from Penn and Teller.
Oh, wait. That's the one that's quiet, isn't it?
There are no Vegas shows in
this
party.
You're so funny right now.
I'm
on
fire right now.
I know.
I think you better leave, dude. I'm going downhill from here.
So anyway, we're trying to pick a movie, and the women, both the women in my life, which is Don and Rich, are pushing us to go see the Reese Witherspoon movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to die. Even if she is a better version of Kirsten Dunst, I cannot sit through a Reese Witherspoon movie. So I see this Waiting's out, so I really start pushing Don to go see Waiting. And bottom line, Ryan Reynolds is off the list. The guy owes me my $5.50 for seeing this freaking movie.
Ooh. Except for more accurately, it was $11 that I spent on this movie.
She paid for the movie?
Sorry, I guess it's not that big a deal then.
But, I mean, Carrie, you are so right. If you saw this thing, I mean, really, if you looked at the trailer and if you looked at the movie posters at all, it looked like it was going to be completely funny, behind-the-scenes look of what's happening at a restaurant that's kind of like a Bennigan's, but they call their shenanigans, whatever.
Oh.
And as it turns out, the whole thing is all about waiting tables, how to make big tips, and screw with customers. Boring.
Really? That seems like that could be really funny.
They could have done it.
It could be really funny.
I mean, the characters were completely pathetic in every way. They're into drugs. They're drinking. They're doing the mattress mambo whenever they get a chance. They have bad hygiene, and they have a complete disrespect for the English language. It's so sad.
It's like our show.
and their lives are only centered.
But you guys are funny.
I am.
That's the difference.
Yeah, they had none of that.
I wrote a joke today that I'm going to unleash on you guys later, but since John Jay is so funny right now, I don't want to.
Okay,
can I write it down? Do you want to deliver
my
joke?
Write it down, and I'll tell your joke.
Okay.
No, seriously, it's such a bad movie.
Are we pausing for Rich's joke?
No, it's going to take me just a little while to write it.
Oh, you have to write it down? Don't read it to us.
What,
if this was a real radio show, you would say in my monitor, in my IFP, you would tell me the joke, and I would repeat it.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to go ahead and not pay attention to you guys for a second so I can get my joke.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
Hey, Don and John, I forgot to tell you that there's a reason why my news is a half hour. It's because they're very ADD. We have 10 subjects before you know it.
Okay, well, then you'll stay with us, right?
Yes,
Carrie?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Listen up, Carrie.
So everybody knows, essentially what this movie's all about is they're centered around the restaurant, their evening parties, and this horrendous, ridiculous, horrible game at work. Carrie, you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
About the guy's obsession with showing each other their private parts, if you know what I mean.
This is such a John Jay game. It's not
even funny. We used to do that, but with our testicles.
Oh, they do, too.
As a game, I respect it, but this movie gives full frontal nudity a bad name. I mean, it's just really bad.
The point of the game we should play, I haven't seen this movie yet, but you have to try to get your buddies to see your package when they're not ready
for
it. Yes, exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know that game.
Exactly.
That's the whole movie.
That is the whole movie.
And then you get to call them gay and kick them.
That's
stupid.
Right. It's a great movie to take a female coworker to, though, you know. Because, I mean, after sitting through this movie with Dawn, I think I could watch her give birth and not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Is it not a good movie because it's – but is it a funny movie? Like, will you
go? It is not a funny movie at all, John Jay. It is just – I mean, and I'm all for – like, I'm a big fan of the F word, like any guy. Mm-hmm. If you take the F word out of this movie, it's about 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just gets on your nerves.
Wow.
It's so bad.
All right, so don't go see that. That's a red light.
It's a huge red light.
I'm paying attention again.
I can't imagine they laughed once.
Before we get to the next movie, let's say hi to Chelsea, because Chelsea has a different opinion about what you thought of waiting. Chelsea, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I loved this movie.
Oh,
really?
Chelsea's on crack.
The thing is to understand it and to find it entertaining, you have to have worked in food service a long time.
No, I did for
Chelsea?
4 years, 6 years, and I thought it was so... Here's the thing. You sit and you watch the movie, and you get that, like, this would have been a great... Like, the premise could have been fantastic.
Sounds great.
It could have been so funny. They could have made it a hysterical, like, a very 40-year-old virgin. Very, like, good. And they didn't. It was like, ugh.
Here's the thing, Chelsea.
It was weird because, like, all my friend, who I also work in food with, she and I both went to see it, and it was so much like our job. It was ridiculous.
Where do you work, Chelsea? Yeah.
We're not ever eating there.
Not to the point of spitting in food whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever, exactly.
But, like, just the stuff that happens in the back.
But it's all about tips and screwing with people's food. I mean, how predictable is that? It's just...
Yeah, well, Chelsea,
horrible.
When you get a job at Raytheon, like Dawn and John.
Oh, here we go.
And you can remove.
Then you're qualified to review movies.
Try my joke out, okay?
Oh, yeah, really?
All right, I wrote a joke, a Halloween joke. Man, I just wrote it this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Barrow.
No, John Jay's going to read it.
This is very funny.
Oh, go for it.
Great.
Go for it. It's all yours.
You should send it to Leno, dude.
Huh?
Oh, I can't deliver this.
Come on, do it.
But you know, just as a little side note, I got my Halloween costume yesterday.
You did? What are you going to be?
I'm going to be someone from FEMA.
Huh?
Yeah, I won't go trick-or-treating until November 5th.
Hey, that is very Jay Leno. Good job.
Hey, everybody.
That's really good.
Did you hear about this? You didn't start it like that, like Leno would. Did you hear about this one?
Rich writes, hilarity ensues.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. That's
You're only
good.
About 2,000 away from a career, Rich.
That's like a professional joke right there.
That's one of those jokes that you don't like laugh on the outside at. It's like, funny.
It's like a tonight show joke, monologue joke.
I could see myself. I thought of it in the shower this morning, and I could see myself doing it, and you guys just sitting there, and then I was getting mad at you for not laughing at it.
Like every morning. That's pretty much what we do.
So I just decided to write it down.
No, I like it. It's very, very funny.
You can use it later today if you like.
Okay, let's go into Elizabethtown.
Okay.
Right.
Which, this movie, by the way, I don't want, I haven't seen it yet, but I know that it is written by Rich's, like, favorite guy. Rich wants, we did a thing on, you know, guy crushes, and it was Cameron Crowe, the guy who did Almost Famous, the guy who did Fast Times, Rich Mahai, and Jerry Maguire.
Brilliant.
This guy has Rich written all over it. So go ahead. How's the movie?
Well, the thing about Elizabethtown is, like you guys, we actually haven't seen it either. So
you're not going to review it.
A week in this business and our journalistic integrity is already shot. But we're going to review it anyway.
Go ahead.
And we definitely have to see it because you're right, Rich. It's Cameron Crowe. And it was produced by Tom Cruise. You know, the whole Jerry Maguire Vanilla Sky thing.
Vanilla Sky, exactly. That's a great example why not to see it.
I didn't know he produced it.
Yeah, very
cool.
It's
all Scientologist.
What do you think it's about, then?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's a story about a guy that works for this major shoe company.
Yeah, shoe company executive. Now, that's exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Come on. Okay, so the guy gets fired.
Yeah, and out of work, shoe company executive. It's really getting exciting.
You're not giving me a chance.
They're
at
so
the same
cute.
Time, his dad dies, okay? And his girlfriend breaks up with him. Bad part.
You're crazy.
You're just going to let that one go, John?
But the story, I think, if we actually saw it, it's probably pretty cute.
You mean lame. You're exactly right.
Okay.
So funny.
The cute part is, okay, on his way back to his hometown, which coincidentally is called Elizabethtown, Kentucky, he settles his dad's estate, and he hooks up with his flight attendant on his flight.
Sweet. I didn't know that.
They fall in love, and she inspires him to become, you know, the best that he can be.
Well, I'm thinking since it's rated PG-13, there's no Mile High Club footage in this movie.
Yeah,
it's 123 minutes long, and I can't imagine that it's not 123 minutes of boring.
Well, okay, so it's long, but, John, the whole 123 minutes is like a sit back and enjoy the experience. And I know you guys talked about Kirsten Dunst earlier, and it also stars Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst, though, I agree with Carrie. Kirsten Dunst's head is too big for her body.
Yeah, it's
so
she's
so
the
bad.
Reason Spider-Man can't go to strip clubs anymore, so I don't like her at all.
Yeah.
She's so
That's
bad.
Hugely important.
I'm kind of digging Orlando Bloom, but he plays an American in this movie, and I've already seen previews for it, and it's kind of like he's trying to hide his accent, but you can hear him say, like, okay, we're going to go to the store. Oh, someone's walking in. Hello. what time are we? Like, you totally, it slips a little bit, I've seen.
And it's uncomfortable watching him carry around that bow and arrow a lot of time.
Oh, Legolas.
Hold on. Everybody just stop. Just stop. Everyone stop. Mm-hmm. Veronica's on the line. Veronica, go ahead.
Yes? I totally don't get that joke.
The joke Rich wrote?
Yes.
Do you know who FEMA is?
No.
Okay, FEMA is the Federal Environment. What the hell
emergency.
Is it?
Federal Emergency.
Okay, so what happened?
Raytheon supplies them with missiles.
That's right.
We know those guys.
No. Because of Raytheon, they'll probably be in town soon.
No, okay, so what? You remember, did you hear all the stuff about Hurricane Katrina?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, FEMA got into some trouble because they weren't there as soon as they should be. They didn't weren't
should've
on the
scene. Should have 5 days late.
Yeah. So, you know how Halloween is on the 31st?
Yes.
Then he was going to be late and celebrate it on November 4th.
It's funnier when you have to explain it.
Wouldn't that be funny if Leno told monologues and he explained the joke to someone who didn't get it?
I think that's why. Do you hear about the fun?
All right, Veronica, so we hope you get Rich's humor. Sarah.
See, if she was in here and wouldn't have laughed at me, I would stared at my ceiling fan for 13 hours.
No, that's hard, I know.
Sarah, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say I hope you guys have these two on every week. Like, I love them. They're totally funny. Like, the way they flow together, it's just perfect.
I really like them.
The whole time.
You guys have, like,
God
a brother-sister, like a brother-sister vibe. Like, you know each other.
Yeah, John, are you not married at all?
I am married.
You are married, okay.
For God's sakes, don't say that.
He has a ton of kids, too.
My wife's out of my league, too, though, so my whole situation here is pretty fragile.
You know, I went on, Dawn emailed me on MySpace. I went on to check Dawn out because John said she was kind of hot. But she has no pictures on there.
Dawn is hot.
No, she's
Dawn's
not.
Dawn's like Paris Hilton with good feet.
See, and last week it was Pam Anderson.
Are you sure Dawn's hot?
I think you
there's only one way to know.
How could you have that laugh? She has such a cute laugh.
Are there attractive people at Raytheon?
Are there attractive engineers, period?
Are there what?
Are there attractive engineers at
exactly.
all?
Exactly. If someone works on a missile, it's like...
It's not all engineers.
In a movie, it's Denise Richards and Bond that works on a missile. But in real life, is it really a hot chick that works on a missile?
Yeah, sometimes it's like a gorilla.
All right, you guys. So what are you going to review for us next week?
We're going to go see Zorro next week.
That's right. It's next week.
Oh, yeah. We got them press passes. They're press now.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Nice.
We've been to 2 crime scenes since we got this thing. Really cool.
Oh, crap. Look at all the people that are in the
lobby. What do we got here, boys?
Look at the people in the lobby for the Gwen Stefani contest.
Oh, and they have all colorful hair.
Well, you guys,
Dawn is my hollaback girl. Can we get on that?
If you guys are here, we're going to... We got Gwen Stefani tickets, backstage passes to go meet her coming up next. Don and John, you guys are great. We'll talk
nice
to you next
job.
Week. Very nice.
Thank
very
you
nice
guys.
Time.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
They're only people that could review a movie they didn't see and make it funny. Seriously.
Let me tell you what I think should happen. If I was CareQ management, I would fire us.
And hire them. Yeah, they're
Don
way better than
show.
We are.
Oh, come on. That flows. Don and John.
Don and John.
Don and John's mornings of CareQ.
Then you're thinking Don Johnson, though.
And Rich can be in the back writing these incredible jokes.
Laying them out.
This is, you know, I'm dead serious. This joke right here, it's too bad like a Leno and a Letterman don't have a website where you could, as a person, send in a joke and get like $50 or something.
Veronica didn't get it.
Because this is a good joke.
She didn't laugh.
But she didn't even know.
If you miss Rich's joke.
Okay.
Wait.
Well, that's good.
Pause. Hold on.
You have to start with, do you have this one?
Oh, jeez.
You do it. You do the whole thing.
Yeah,
you wrote
do it.
It's great.
Now that you know it went over well.
I'm over it.
Watch, all the phone lines are all the phone lines are ringing because Leno did that same joke last night. Rich probably was sleeping with the TV on.
No, I wrote in the shower this morning. Really, really, I was really proud of it, but
yeah,
I was afraid
shower
to do
with
it.
A pad and pen. Guy, hey, man, what, are you going to be anything for Halloween?
I was going to be, a bunny.
No,
she's
I'm setting you
it.
Up on the joke.
Oh, I thought you were going to read it again.
I'm setting you up on the joke you wrote.
You did wrote. It. Okay,
man,
wait, so
I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. Richie, have your Halloween costume picked
out? Yeah, actually, I'm going to go as a member of FEMA. I'm just going to...
FEMA?
Yeah, FEMA.
Huh?
I'm just going to start trick-or-treating on November 5th.
Yeah! Do you understand how many people died that day? And you think you could sit here and make jokes?
John did Van Ness. He's fragile. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not
too soon.
Too soon. Come on next. We got Gwen Stefani tickets on here.